Don, I don't know.
Blog Talk Radio.
That's what we're going to start in just a minute. Greetings from Fort Lauderdale, Fort Lauderdale Beach. This is Ken English, and I'm in the sunshine on a gorgeous day in Fort Lauderdale. The sea's calm. There's sailboats out on the horizon. On the beach right in front of me, while there's people throwing a football and a frisbee, there's volleyball not too far away. This is Ocean Fest. Ocean Fest 2008. We're going to be talking with Neil Watson a little bit later. Right now he's busy with Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio's on the satellite. Well, also the internet. Well, we're on the internet and we haven't reached the satellite yet, but we're starting that process. This edition of Liquid Lounge is designed to focus on the water side as it exists today, right here under the big tent at Ocean Fest. I'm at the Waterfront News booth with John Ziegler. John, tell me a little bit, and the people who will listen to this down the line, online, what Waterfront News is, what you guys do, how they could find you online.
The Waterfront News is a boating publication that is based in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We serve from Key West up to Palm Beach. You can find us on the web at www.waterfrontnews.com. We've been on the web since 1997. You can download our full archive of back issues on our archive either at the Waterfront News website or at the University of Florida Electronic Library. You can get the whole newspaper there. The Waterfront News is a community newspaper that's distributed to 20,000 waterfront homeowners along the Intracoastal Waterway, the New River, Biscayne Bay, Lake Worth, areas like that. And we've been around for 25 years. We have a mix of editorial copy that features that caters to people who live on the waterfront, who are scuba divers, who are sailors, who are fishermen. Please check it out, waterfrontnews.com.
Editorially, what's the type of focus that you have? A couple of the current stories in the publication that you have right now, what are you covering?
Well, we did a local look at the floundering marine industry. Right now, the marine industry, like a lot of industries in America, are having a hard time in this recession. We also have a story about the upcoming America's Cup. We've had stories, local stories, having to do with amnesty law. We have women in sailing, all kinds of articles. And again, you can go on our website and do an internal Google and find just about anything you want to find in the Waterfront News.
John, how long have you been with the publication?
I started the paper back in 1984. We're starting our 25th year.
Well, I guess you know about the history.
Yes, sir.
What, some of the early days, what was it like 25 years ago around here?
Well, 25 years ago, there were quite a few less people here. The boating season was more cyclical. You'd be very slow this time of year. After Easter, it'd be dead here. Now, these days, it's less cyclical. There's still a difference in from the summer to the winter, but it's less cyclical. There's more people here. There's more interest in boating in some respects, yet there's less access in many respects. There's fewer boat yards. The reefs have been devastated. The reefs that used to deck 25 years ago were incredible. Now they're pretty much dead, and it's sad to see in some respects.
And it's sad to see in all respects.
All respects, yeah.
But this year is 2008 is the International Year of the Reef. And coming into the Broward County Convention Center, July 7th through the 11th, is an activity called the Coral Reef Symposium. And there's going to be, I've been in touch with some of the organizers out of Washington, and talking about how we could use this internet connection, this internet radio that we're doing right now, that they could call in and share with people in Guam and other places of the world what they're doing in other areas. And I think that this is a great platform for that. So I hope to come back and talk with you a little bit more about that, because certainly people interested in the water they'd like to hear some of it too, don't you think?
I think so, and please share with us information. We'll post it on our website most likely, and keep people posted on it. So look at Waterfront News for developments in that symposium in the summer. Thank you very much.
I'm committed. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Ken English, and I'm at the Oceans Fest event. It's a weekend party, if you will, focused on the water side. The water side of the world, but specifically right now, the water side of South Florida. Fort Lauderdale Beach is about 200 yards away, maybe a little bit more than that. The ocean's calm. It blends into the skyline. It's a beautiful blue sky, a little bit lighter than the water itself. I'm over at the Our Marine Life in Danger site. And we're going to be talking in a minute with a couple of the people who are interested in bottom line, marine life. As I walk around and just take a look around, I see the offshore activities in Broward County. So the Broward County artificial reef system is here and present. We're doing a recording of the program. Could somebody tell me about the Broward County program and record it? Who are you? Whatever you're here for, your message. Hi. Everyone, come on up here. Introduce yourself. This is being recorded, and it's going to be online as part of a program called Liquid Lounge to talk about the waterside issues. I'll email you a copy of it. I'd just like you to say who you are, why you're here, what your message is.
Okay. Take the phone. Just like you're making a phone call to me, right?
All right. My name's Dan Clark. I run a Corps conservation group called Cry of the Water. Our focus is the protection of Broward County reefs. The big issues for us here this year are we just got some legislation passed, a bill to do away with the ocean sewer outfalls. It passed the Senate this week, and it will be before the House of Representatives next week. We hope to have that bill pass, and it will eventually do away with the dumping of sewage into the ocean off of the three counties, Palm Beach, Broward, and Dade. Another issue we're working is to minimize impacts from the Broward County Port Project. That project proposes to dynamite and destroy a reef in front of Port Everglades and to wipe out some mangroves that are in a conservation easement there at the port. We're working to lessen the impacts from that project and protect the reefs from these harmful impacts. Thank you.
The sewage issue is a big deal, particularly this time in general, it's a big deal. But this year, the Army Corps of Engineers are trying to remove a past mistake, aren't they, from the Broward beaches, about 1 million automobile tires. I know that initiative is going on now. There's some process with that. We've made a lot of mistakes in the past that need to be corrected for the future. I think that's the basic message that's here. What could people do who are listening? Somebody in Asia is going to listen to this program, somebody in Europe. What could people do to be aware of these problems?
It isn't just here.
Yeah, sometimes some schemes and some projects sound like good ideas, but you need to look at the environmental impacts and potential environmental, long-term environmental impacts from those projects. And I guess in other countries, development's not always a good thing. It depends on how it's done, and it should be done properly. And it should be done with some insight as to what the future impacts would be.
Thank you very much, Dan. I'll be back in touch with you. I'm on the list, so send me some information, and we'll see what we can do. This is Ken English, and I'm at the Ocean Fest, the festivity, the festival on the beach of ocean, on Fort Lauderdale Beach in the ocean. I'm at the Our Marine Life in Danger with Sonia Smith. Sonia, just tell me what you're telling the other people who are stopping by the booth. Why are you here? This presentation that you're going to make can be heard around the world.
What we do is sponsor a marine ecology student poster contest, and in this our goal is that students will be teaching adults. The theme for this year's contest is overfishing. What we do is invite the schools throughout Florida to compete. They send the winners of their school contest to us, and they compete amongst the states. The state winners then go on to New York and compete against the New York and California students. We have had excellent artists throughout Florida, and out of 16 places, we Florida students have taken 11. We have one first grader who took first place in her school, first place in nationals, and first place in regionals. We give them savings bonds as prizes. and a chance for a trip to the Cayman Islands, as well as a trip for the teachers for the first place national winners. It is an effort to look in and not only find out ecology issues this year with overfishing, next year will be coral reefs, but also to learn how to follow rules and how to win a contest, as well as teaching adults. It's been a great opportunity. We are volunteers and have been for the past 17 years coming to Ocean Fest to show these posters to the passerby. And also we have a little mural on the table to give activity for the children who are at the show so that they can draw a fish and earn a certificate here.
And I thought you were going to be shy. Do you know that this is the International Year of the Reef this year? Okay. I'm sharing some information here that in July, the 7th through the 11th, is an international conference called the Coral Reef Symposium. It's going to take place right at the Broward County Convention Center. Got to get my pointing straight here. But it's going to bring 3,000 or more people involved with coral reef issues. And the youth element that you represent could be used very effectively to maybe create a piece of art for the reef or something like that, in addition to maybe whatever's going out there. But would that be something? Tell me that, just in closing, if somebody wanted more information about your initiative and what you do, how do they find out?
The name of this contest is Ocean Pals. Ocean Pals, parent organization, is Beneath the Seas Dive and Travel Show out of New York. To find more information, go to www.beneaththeseas.org/oceanpals. And there you will not only find out about dive and travel issues, but the Ocean Pals has their own little section with displays of the past and future contests. Next year, our theme is coral reef.
55 years. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to mosey on around. I'll go with the flow, so to speak, here. But I'll come back after the show's over and we'll talk a little bit more. Well, this is Ken English, and you're listening to a special edition of Liquid Lounge. We're moving over to the other side of the aisle right now. We're going to talk to a couple people from different areas. I'm passing by right now an inflatable boat called Patten, P-A-T-T-E-N. The demo boat is for sale. We'll come back and talk a little bit later about that. All right, here's reef video, photo and video, reef for underwater photographers. Something that many people who get into the sport after a while certainly enjoy doing, taking pictures of the fish, at least while the fish are still there. Yeah, we're dealing with some serious issues of overfishing. We're wiping out species of fish. It's really an unpleasant scenario, something that's very unusual because it's one species on planet Earth wiping out systematically other species, and these happen to reside in the water. And today, the 19th of April, it's a beautiful day on the water. I'm looking out and watching the power boats go by. There's two or three sailboats sitting maybe 55 to 75 yards off the shore. There's people on the beach, people on the sea, people in the tent. Well, this is Liquid Lounge, after all. Liquid Lounge is going to make a little stop right here. We're at Bistro Blends. We're going to be talking with...
Let me see your name tag.
Jose Granado. Jose, tell me a little bit about your booth. Why are you guys here? Is it purely business, or is it a pretty nice way to spend the day?
It's like you're talking to me on the phone.
All right, actually, it's a little bit of both. It's a day out here, and I want to present a product to the public here in Fort Lauderdale. I'm out of Miami, and I represent Bristol Blends. Great product, balsamic oil and vinaigrettes and marinades that you guys would enjoy. So come check us out at Ocean Fest or at Pompano Seafood Festival. We're going to be there and the Olive Oil Festival May 3rd and 4th. Thank you.
The products themselves Napa Valley. So it's a product that it's mixing wine with various spices and flavors. What about the consciousness that people have, my wife in particular, about health, low fats, no cholesterol, things like that? How do these address those issues of health as more and more people are concerned about that?
Well, our pure balsamic vinaigrettes are not bad at all. And then we have our vinaigrettes that are oils and balsamic mixed with spices. And those are, they're very healthy oils. The extra virgin olive oils come from Spain. And our balsamic, pure balsamic vinegar, it's the base to the balsamic. It's a grape that comes from Italy. So these are very good products, very healthy, and it's organic. All right.
Thank you, Jose. You're getting busy. I'll talk to you again later on. We're moving on down the line here. We're checking out a couple different exhibitors, and people are showing different aspects of what they got. There are some people who are interested in saving fish. There are some people interested in saving a dollar. And there are some people interested in manatees. I'll be coming back later. Okay, I'll be back. We're moving on down past Caradonna Dive Adventures, a trip and tour. I'm recording something online right now. Could somebody just tell me a little bit about Caradonna and why you're here? Just like walking by, just pretend I'm walking by, but I walk by in cyberspace.
Where's the?
They didn't make the call to me, and I'll send you an email so you can hear it later.
Okay. We are the world's largest dive trout specialist. We actually two companies, Caradonna Dive Adventures and Trip and Tour Pacific. And we, between the two of us, we pretty much cover the world of diving and offer customized dive packages, including air, hotel, diving, and even other adventure activities as well. We have, between the two companies, our one company, Trip and Tour Pacific, is a dive travel specialist in the Pacific that handles Tahiti, Fiji, Micronesia, Papua New Guinea, and the Philippines. But they specialize in some of the off-the-beaten-track destinations with Micronesia, like Saipan, Ponape, Tinian, Rota, Ulithi. And so for World Two divers, they really, you know, really get it. So anyway, the rest of the world is covered by Caradonna, and both companies have been in business for more than 25 years. So, you know, we're the experts in dive travel.
Well, I'd like you to give a website address and that type of thing, but you mentioned so many places that I've never heard of. You know, I mean, growing up in the United States, not a lot of geography, self-taught geography person that I am, many of the kids really don't know where these places are. Just for a minute, take me mentally, if you can, to one of your favorites.
Oh, gosh. Well, one of my favorites would certainly have to be, I've got so many, and of course it depends on what kind of diving you're looking for as to what your favorite place would be. For big animals, it would probably be Tahiti in French Polynesia. For weird and wonderful, we were just sitting here talking about it, would probably be Lembe Strait in Indonesia, in Sulawesi. For a combination of big animals, walls, reefs, a number of destinations within Micronesia, which were some of those strange places that I mentioned to you before, they are actually in Micronesia, which is the North Pacific, not the South Pacific, and they're spread out over thousands of miles of Pacific Ocean, so there's lots of discovering and exploring to do for divers in this region, but Palau, Brook, Gap, and all those cool places I mentioned, they're all favorites of mine.
I've heard a lot about Wakatobi, because I know some of the people involved with it, and it's created some attention. At the DEMA show, I've met a couple of people from different areas of Vanuatu. I met a couple of people from Vanuatu that they come to the DEMA convention. You know, and we realize how wonderful the world is, you know, yet we are wrecking a lot of it with environmental issues. Coming up here in the Fort Lauderdale area, do you know that this is the year of the reef? 2008 is the year of the reef? Good. One out of three so far. Basically, what I'm asking people about it is because the Coral Reef Symposium is here. It's in Broward County at the Convention Center, July 7th through the 11th. And one of the people that I have spoken with is with the organizing committee, and he was telling me that something like 1% or less than 1% of the landmass that's considered coral coral is a very small, I'm not explaining myself right, but it's a very small area spread across the globe, and it's in jeopardy in almost all places, isn't it?
It absolutely is. We're actually dual purposing here at the show. You'll probably notice some beautiful prints that are sitting on the corner of the table of a mermaid. And this was done by a marine artist by the name of Roger. And his actual name is Ron Steven. He has been, you know, very supportive of many environmental causes, working with protection of the coral reefs. And we are actually giving away these beautiful prints for a donation of $20 to the coral reefs. And yes, we do whatever we can to support these kind of measures. And I'm glad to hear that I was one of people that actually knew about the fact that this was International Year of the Reef. But it is disturbing to know that more people aren't aware of that, especially right here in Broward County. So we get the message out and hope to make that happen.
Thank you very much. I'm just looking. Okay, I found my sunglasses. This remote show is a little bit stressful. Thank you very much. This is Kenny. Listen, I'm walking around the Ocean Fest area. You see it? Okay, I'm back with Madison. In a little bit, we're working our way around the show. I'm going to go up to the St. Lucia booth right now. We're going to stop there for a couple minutes. We're going to go diving in St. Lucia with Larry Hill. It's Ocean Fest, Larry. It's a beautiful day. Fort Lauderdale's weather changes a lot, but St. Lucia's weather is pretty consistent, isn't it? Tell people who don't know about St. Lucia your story.
Well, St. Lucia is a small island about 250 miles north of the north coast of Venezuela. We lie in the British West Indies. We're next to Martinique, Dominica, St. Vincent, that chain of islands right there. Island's about 9 miles long, about 20 miles wide, very small, consists of two international airports, one at the southern end, one at the northern end. Transportation is very easy, either by boat or by taxi. And I represent a resort called Anchas and Ajay Mountain and Scuba St. Lucia. We sit in the middle of the Zofre National Marine Park, which offers the best housing that the island has. Our furthest dive site from the hotel is about 12 minutes. We offer a full range of mountain biking, yoga, tennis, health spas, Hobie cats, sea kayaking, shopping, about everything a diver and a non-diver could want. So that pretty well sums up the resort. That's about it. Thank you.
Backdrop behind us in the booth is just a beautiful pool overlooking the bay and the mountain background. Is that really what it looks like, or is that a painting?
Well, we actually have two hotels property. One is on Chastanet, one is Jade Mountain. All of the Jade Mountain rooms have their own infinity pool and range between 1,500 and 2,000 square feet each. All of them only three walls, with the fourth wall being an open air wall. To an Anchas and A consists of about 50 rooms, so it's a very small resort, very intimate. We offer about four employees per guest, so the customer service is far and above anything that you would expect anywhere else.
Did you give out a website for more information? As I was walking around, I didn't hear that. Did you give out? Why don't you do one more time?
You can log on to either stlucid.com, onchastanet.com, or jademountain.com. Or if you're in doubt, just type in stlucid.com, and one of the search engines will bring up our resort. We're rated in one of the top 10 resorts in the world and one of the five most romantic resorts in the world, so we're very easy to find.
I want to do the internet radio program from that lounge right there someday. I'll talk with you later. We're into St. Lucia booth. This is Ken English, and this is a special edition of Liquid Lounge. We're at Neil Watson's party on the weekend of the 19th and 20th of April. It's Ocean Fest. Ocean Fest is situated between the bay and the Bahia Mar, which is with its yacht basin and the ocean on a strip of sand. It's quite lovely to look out there and see the powerboats, the children's plastic slides of multicolored, the sailboats in the distance. They're walking around a little bit more. I'm going to take some pictures and put them together with this as a presentation. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com, Liquid Lounge, and we're going to be moving around a little bit more. I'm back to the manatee booth. Not yet? Couple more minutes? Okay. I'll check with you in a few minutes then. So I'm going to walk on down a little bit. It's about 3:30 in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time, at Ocean Fest in Fort Lauderdale. I'm Fort Lauderdale Beach. I'm looking for Neil Watson now. I think I'm going to be able to find him in the next tent, and then we'll come back and pick up on the manatees a little bit later. Ocean Fest is a unique gathering. It focuses certainly on the water side, the underwater side, because it's a dive show first and foremost. I'm passing here, Habitat and Curacao, and certainly there's a couple of different units, exhibitors from Bonaire, because Bonaire is one of the top dive destinations in the world. Here we're passing the Harris booth for buoyancy compensators, snorkels and other materials. The Dan booth is here. I'm doing an internet recording right now. Can you tell me a little bit about what Dan is, just like a radio sales presentation?
Dan is
here. Right on my telephone. This is Ken English. I'm at the Dan booth. Tell me about Dan.
I'm recording. Dan is a dive safety organization where our mission is dedicated to dive safety. Our mission of our research department, our medicine department is all dive safety. We have dive safety products. We are a nonprofit dedicated to making the world a safer place to dive. Cut.
What are some of the issues facing the dive industry now? I mean, certainly diver safety is of critical importance. There's been a few accidents that people have to be, that are aware of, certainly if they're in the sport, and sometimes just on the news. What can Dan do to improve the safety infrastructure that's out there? What are you trying to do?
Dan can improve the infrastructure of the safety infrastructure of diving by education. More about how to dive safely and when to dive safely and to be a safe dive, the better and more safer the dive industry will become.
Thank you very much. We're moving on to the aggressor fleet. I guess that ought to be appropriate since I just walked over somebody. This is a special edition of Liquid Lounge on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not asking if you know about Blog Talk Radio. It's an internet radio format that I'm working on right now. But I'm with Captain Larry Connor of the Aggressor Fleet. Larry, just tell people who will listen ultimately to this, because we're going to email it around. Tell them about the Aggressor Fleet, a little history, if you would.
Just like you're talking to me on the phone.
All right, thanks. The Aggressor Fleet is the ultimate in liveaboard dive yachts. We started in 1984 in the Cayman Islands, and so 24 years later, we've grown from one converted crew boat to 13 fine yachts and 11 destinations around the world. We're not only the largest in the industry and been in business longer than the industry, but we are truly the ultimate in service and quality that you'll find here.
Take me a little around Palau. I hear a lot about it. Right here is the map. What do you see? Where do you start? Just kind of point, and I'll follow it, and I'm going to take some pictures.
Okay. We start in Cora. You fly into Cora, which to get there from here, you go to Houston, and then another 8 hours to Hawaii, and then another 8 hours to Guam, and then another couple of hours out to Cora. And they're on a different day than we are, in fact. So you're going to take off, and by the time you land, it's the following day. And we're just going to cruise around. Typically from Cora, we go down to the Southern Islands, and there's hundreds of islands around down there. And it's just beautiful topography, even if you didn't care about getting in the water. Just seeing all the islands is just an astonishing sight. But the diving is also fantastic. You've got a lot of soft corals and large animals. It's just one of my most favorite destinations to go to.
You brought up an interesting point. I've always thought of this as you got to be a hardcore diver to go on it. But you really don't anymore, do you? I mean, a non-diving spouse or friends could go along and just enjoy it as a mini luxury cruise, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. Personally, I would be bored to death. I'm too antsy, and I like to be doing things all the time, but there's worse things than sitting on a nice yacht in the South Pacific or the Caribbean or anywhere around the world and just relaxing. And we have great food. The yachts have hot tubs on board. You can always go snorkeling and just sit back and work on your suntan and read a good book.
Thank you very much, Captain. I'll be back. I'll cruise around here a little bit later. I'm in search of the island known as Neil Watsonville. All right. Okay, we're moving our way around. The aggressor fleet is being left behind. We're passing along some equipment boots here with snorkels, mask pins, special sales items. Oh, boy, we have found Pascal. Pascal, one of my favorite painters of blue. There's many copycats, but there's only one original. So, Pascal, I'm doing an interview. When you finish up, I'd like you to join me for just a minute. Pascal Lecoq is a famous French graphic designer, artist, illustrator, who's found a little niche. Not so much a little niche. He's found a specific area that he can call home, and it's the ocean. He's able to go below the water and create an illusion that many people don't get a chance to see, but he finds it a little bit fun to mix elements of it. One of his best-known paintings is that of a diver with a flag, a red cape, much like a bullfighter, and a large bull shark going by. So this mixing of the bullfight and the shark and the diving in the water was very innovative a few years ago, and he has branched off into other areas that really showcase what he's got to offer from a talent standpoint. So, Pascal, can you say a couple minutes? I'm just passing through. This is Pascal Lecoq. Why are you here? Tell me about your art, Pascal, after you take all that money.
Just talk to me. Like it's nice to meet you, Cam. At the Ocean Fest, it's a show I'm making for the maybe sixth or seventh time. I like this show because it's in my backyard. You know, I'm living here, I have my studio here, and this issue is very, very, very nice because the weather is perfect for this time, and people are happy. It's a fun show. I like very much this show. I'm exhibiting some paintings, my originals. I have some prints on paper, I have some prints on canvas, some new products as tiles, and it's a very, very nice show. Thank you.
You've been doing a number of shows this year. This is an anniversary year for you, isn't it? Or was it last year, the 30 years or something like that?
Last year was my 30 years of exhibition. So this year it's 31 years. Yes, time is running. And I'm still alive and still in business.
Show me the most recent one that you've got here.
The most recent one are the original paintings with penguins. It's very refreshing today, you know, because the weather is very, very warm. I have other originals like the chicken dance, the certification. This one is very popular here. It's a lemon, it's a joke, play on words with lemonade and air station. This one I like very much because it's a pastiche of Hamlet, to dive or not to dive. In fact, there is some shark in the pool. And some of my little paintings with children, with different expressions. I like to, it's very funny for me to do it. There are several pieces that you can get together, or you can take two or three. And that's for the original painting. And the new prints I have,
I have a big, I have a free diver. I have some beginning of the theory of something looked like the peanut bear in the 1940s, you know, that I put in the water. I took the idea of Gilles Green or some of the famous pinup painter, and I tried to do something with them. And then my next show will be in Georgia, in Atlanta next month.
Scott, thank you very much for your time. I'll see you again. I'll be cruising back soon. We're off in search of Neil Watson. We'll see if I can get him this time around. Amazing, we're already through 40 minutes of the program. It was only really covered a little less than half of the show. Now at the front, this is the PADI booth, the Professional Association of Diving Instructors. They are one of the certifying agencies. There's a number of them. They're coming back through the gates, heading looking out for Neil Watson. We're going to see if we can find him. He was at one time up on the stage with the boys from Scuba Radio. Now, Scuba Radio is really an interesting story. I met Greg up in Orlando for the dive convention, and he was talking about how he was going to be doing this show. And I watched him, and he's been quite fortunate. He's been quite talented to pull it along. He's also been able to hang out with mermaids and different type of people. So we're going back inside. Is that, no, that's not Neil there. Let's see where we can find Neil. This is Ken English, and you are walking with me through the show area at Ocean Fest. Ocean Fest is just a beautiful day here in Fort Lauderdale. I'm going to stop and take a picture right now. Out on the water, a parasail is just starting to take off.
You see me around?
That way? All right, I have located Neil Watson.
Here, can we do a couple minutes?
All right, I'm going to come over on this side just a little bit in case somebody comes up there.
Yep,
that's that. Oh, you want to come out here?
Grab one of those white chairs.
Okay. Well, since you really don't need to have much prodding, why don't I just put you on, say hello to people who are going to ultimately listen because this is online. Introduce yourself and tell them what I'm taking pictures of.
Hi, this is Neil Watson, producer of the Ocean Fest show. We're here on Fort Lauderdale with beach, which is absolutely beautiful, and it's the second day of the show. We opened Friday last night from 4 to 9, had a great crowd, had some good bands, had some good seafood. We have over 100 exhibitors. We have actually the Team Scuba NASCAR car here with Ray Black Jr., the driver. Pretty interesting story. He's been on the circuit about a year now. I'm not sure how many races he's run. But he just happened to get his driver's license. He's been driving since he was 16. Too young to drive the family car to the movies, yet he could go 180 miles an hour around the track. The dive boats in town here, the participating ones are out doing a treasure hunt today. We put coins out, and the divers dive for them. Tomorrow, Sunday, from around noon, we'll be doing a treasure hunt off of the beach. We'll have 100 divers out there looking for coins off of the beach. Some great prizes. I mean, really great prizes. Yeah, it's just a family activity. $9 for adults. Children under 12 are free. We've got, right now, we're doing Scuba Radio Live on the beach stage. They're doing giveaways. We've got entertainment tonight till 8 or 9 o'clock. The Gully Roosters, which is kind of the official Ocean Fest band. We bring them over from the Bahamas every year, and people from all over the country come to see this band. They're legendary in the island. So it's a great activity for everybody. We have the Dema pool, so if you've ever wanted to see what it's like to breathe underwater and blow some bubbles and feel what it's like to be weightless, it's absolutely free. From 10 years of age up to 110 years of age, come on down, put a bathing suit and a towel, and we'll put you in the water and let you see what it's like to scuba dive. I know you'll love it when you try it. That's the whole purpose of it. You'll go to a dive shop and take some lessons, get certified, buy some gear, and go out and do all the stuff that we as scuba divers get to see. But happy about Kent's new project here, and wish him luck, and be sure and stop by Ocean Fest. Next year we'll be doing it the third weekend of April. I think it's the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Mark your calendar. It'll be bigger and better than ever. So come on down and let's get wet.
One question before I go. This is the International Year of the Reef, as I'm sure you know. Broward County is hosting the Coral Reef Symposium in July. Is there anything that's being considered at this point to reach out educationally to youth, students, anything right now, or is it maybe something we could talk about?
You know, actually, Friday before the show opened, we had a career day. DEMA puts on a career day, and we had roughly 100 high school students bused in, and we did seminars educating them on environmental issues and careers in diving. We put them in the pool, and you mentioned International Year of the Reef. Actually, the reason Ocean Fest exists is because the first International Year of the Reef was in 1997, which was the year Ocean Fest started. And my brother at the time was president of the Chamber of Commerce in Lauderdale by the Sea, and a little dive shop in town approached my brother. I think he'd been on the job like about a week, and said, "Hey, you know, it's the International Year of the Reef. We have great diving right offshore here. Do you think we could do a little beach cleanup or some kind of little activity to promote diving?" And my brother called me, you know, being in the industry. He said, "Neil, do you think you could help me with a project here?" And I said, "Hey, that sounds like fun." And it all developed from there, you know. We shooting from the hip and put up some tents, and the industry supported me. And we had, probably close to 100 exhibitors the first year and a great attendance, and it's just grown and grown and grown. But it was the International Year of the Reef in 1997 that is the reason for it being here today.
Maybe we can put together a little event, a little party or something tied into that that would be an anniversary event. I mean, I know living here locally that a lot of people don't know it's going to take place. A lot of people don't care, but it's really important. And maybe we could create a little bit more awareness. So I'll talk to you later. Thank you very much. Neil Watson. We're at Ocean Fest, closing out the first remote of Liquid Lounge. A little walkthrough. I'm going to be doing a little bit more later on. We're going to see who we come up with on this final pass through the tented area. Welcome through. We're passing St. Croix, and there's Captain Slate. Captain Slate, I'm recording something here. Neil just did a little bit. Would you say hello and just explain to you what it is later? No obligation to anything. I'm with Captain Slate from the Florida Keys, from the Atlantis Dive Center. Our project here locally in the Miami area was Atlantis, now is the Neptune Reef. I know you know about it. What do you think of that kind of underwater art?
Well, we eventually tried to get, sorry I have a bad voice today, tried to get Atlantis in Key Largo because we thought it was a great work of art and a nice artificial reef, and really was sure the divers a real unique underwater reef to look at. So we were all for it. We ran into too much red tape to get it in Key Largo, so we got it off of Miami, and it's a wonderful project.
Tell me a little bit about the Christ of the Deep statue. I use that as an illustration as I tell people about putting the possibility of putting art in man-made reefs.
The statue has been there since 1966, and we use it a lot, kind of as an underwater altar for actually doing weddings I do there, and also spreading people's ashes. So it kind of fit whenever we wanted to put Atlantis Reef, now Neptune Reef, there, but it didn't work out, so maybe later today we can do it.
Well, certainly that business model is very unique. It's really more of, my feeling is that if art is brought into the water environment, much like the project that Jason Taylor, the British diver, did in Grenada. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but there's 40 statues off the Molinera Bay point of Grenada, 40 different concrete statues that depict different seasons of life. They're environmentally sound, they're made with concrete and reinforced and everything like that. I thought when I saw that nearshore shallow water art as part of an artificial reef system would be an attraction that would combine tourism along with the environment.
That would do all of the above. You know, the shore that is diver friendly and environmental friendly, and that's why we hoped that we could get it there. So maybe in a later date we can actually get it to work for us and we can try it again, because we know that reef is definitely serving a beautiful purpose, but also it's a beautiful reef to dive and look at underwater. And as we know, building an artificial reef attracts divers to it and, of course, relieves a natural reef from more pressure. So that's what we were hoping for.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate
it. This is Ken English, and we're coming to the end of this edition of Liquid Lounge. You've been listening to blogtalkradio.com. I'll be back with some independent reports in a little while. So with that, have a great day. Greetings and salutations and a beautiful farewell from Fort Lauderdale Beach, Neil Watson's Ocean Fest.